What's up, everybody? My name is Nima Dochi and I'm from Bhutan. You know, right now, currently it's like around 10:13 p.m. and I'm working on something, my project. And I was just thinking about my life and I was just thinking about this podcast. I realized that I have a podcast, so I just thought maybe I should come here and maybe talk to anybody who is there right now. You know what, there is one thing that I've written something a long time ago. It's about the subconscious mind. Since this podcast is not so official, you know, I don't have the mic set up here. I don't have no echo room. I don't even have anything. It's just like randomly, I just sit on something else and I talk about it, you know. So let me talk to you a little bit about subconscious mind, which I know. I gotta tell you one thing, that I'm not so much expert in subconscious mind. I'm still learning, you know. I'm still learning, and I think that one of the most important thing that is governing your life, what you are right now, what you were, and what you're going to be in future, I think it's all about your subconscious mind. How you are programmed, how your subconscious is programmed in your younger days, and how it's going to be programmed from now is going to decide your future. How you are right now is actually decided by how your subconscious mind was treated. And how it's going to be is how you treat your subconscious mind right now. See, it's really hard that we reprogram our subconscious mind. It's not that easy. Let's say right now I'm 30 years old, right? And from the birth till 30 years, you know, subconscious mind is kind of like a building. I'm constructing a building. Subconscious mind is a very strong building, and I have been maintaining this one for 30 years. So I've been changing the windows, I've been cementing it every time, making it every day, making it stronger. You see, every experience that I have in my day, you know, it's actually the reflection of my subconscious mind. So I've been cementing my subconscious mind all the time. And I think for 30 years, let's say like 30 years or 20 years, I have this a very strong cemented, well-maintained subconscious mind. And we cannot expect to topple down that cemented, well-maintained house or the building in just one day or a week, you know. It needs a kind of like a consistent you know, bit by bit breaking of something. You know, so that's why what I'm saying is, in order to change a subconscious mind, you know, lots and lot of effort is needed. It took you around 20 years to build it. I think you should at least invest maybe more than 2 or 3 years to change your subconscious mind. Well, somebody have rightly said, the right time to plant a tree was 10 years ago. And the second best time is right now. So if you know about subconscious mind, I think it's right now that you change your subconscious mind. You know, it said there are a lot of authors actually that I read about subconscious mind, the power of subconscious mind. And I also listened to some of the talk show by Dhanapani, one of the pundit there. And there's again other philosophers and other scientists who talked about subconscious mind, and we even have Buddhist gurus, you know, who talked about subconscious mind. So one thing that you have to know is that subconscious mind is one thing that's governing your life. You know, who you are, you know, how you spend your days, what you like, and who you attract. You know, even if you have a wife right now, your girlfriend, I think that's also attracted by the programming of how your subconscious mind is brought up. and what kind of job you attract, and what kind of day you attract every day, you know. So I think it's all because of subconscious mind. So that's why it's really important that we do something about this subconscious mind. If you're not happy with what you are right now, I think it's time you work on your subconscious mind. So there are a lot of videos in YouTube, and even if you can read a book called The Power of Subconscious Mind, you'll get everything. The Secret and The Magic by Rhonda Byrne is also one book that you can take in and read it. But I'm going to tell you some tips to actually take care of your subconscious mind. The number one thing is actually, you know, affirmation. Affirmation is one thing that that helps you reprogram your subconscious mind. Affirmation, that's what I'm saying, affirmation, you know. Why do Buddhists pray, you know, Om Mani Padme Hum every time, you know, 100 times? It's nothing but affirmation. They're trying to make themselves nearer to the God, or maybe they are self-disciplining themselves by chanting a very beautiful mantra. So what if the mantra is something different, you know? It's like, I'm the best person in the world, I'm happy all the time, you know, something like that. And you repeat that every time, even in your dreams, every day, consistently doing it for 21 days, maybe 6-9 days, or maybe like around 1 year. I think it's definitely going to make you change your subconscious mind. I attract happiness, I attract abundance, I am one of the most happy person in the earth, I'm grateful, you know. You repeating some positive affirmation every day is going to help you with your positive mindsets and your subconscious mind, okay. Number two is gratitude. Actually, the one way to change your subconscious mind, reprogram your subconscious mind, changing is not possible, I'm saying, like, reprogram your subconscious mind would be like gratitude, you know. Every morning you wake up, you know, you can find out something that you are grateful for. If you can look at your husband, your wife, I think you should feel grateful that you have one, no? You should be grateful for the table that you have. You know, the most simple thing in your life that you are grateful for, you can list it down in your journal, personal journal, maybe the 5 things that you're grateful for. Maybe you're grateful for the toothpaste that's there right now. Just imagine if there's no toothpaste, right? So it's going to be a mess. So be grateful for the water, it's there. If there's no water, you can imagine what kind of situations you're going to go through early morning, right? So you can be grateful in the morning as well. So if you feel like there's nothing to be grateful for, I think be grateful that you can see, you can hear, you can smell, you know. There are a lot of things that we can be grateful for, okay? So find this gratitude list by yourself. Now the third thing, change, or you can say reprogram your subconscious mind, is visualization, feeling with visualizations, you know. Like if you can think about it, you know, you meditate, you visualize past, present, future. There's a visualization. You know, if you have a goal, you visualize it. Visualization is one of the most powerful tools that you can use to reprogram your mind, actually. So if you want to go to Australia, you know, work there, you can visualize you being there, in Australia, you know. You have to visualize in present continuous tense, you know, as if like you are there already. And you have to feel that happiness, excitement, you know. That's what we call visualization. And the fourth way is to reprogram your subconscious mind is hypnosis. I think it's a technical one, and hypnosis is I don't know much about hypnosis, but they say that if people hypnotize you, it's where you talk with the subconscious mind, you know. So if we can fit you with the information that you're a great person, you have that, you're the rich person, you're the wealthy person, you are a great problem solver, you know, you don't have problem that one, you know, doing that hypnosis, if you can reprogram your subconscious mind, you talk to subconscious mind directly by one of your trusted friends or the therapist, you know, hypnosis is a person who is doing that, then I think it's going to be a great thing as well. So basically, you know, first thing you should know, what is subconscious mind? Subconscious mind is kind of like a soil, you know, it's like a garden, you know. When you water it, you know, when you water it, will the plant grows or the will the weeds grow, you know? It's like, you know, both the weeds and the plant grows. All right, so subconscious mind do not have what is good and what is bad. It cannot identify which one is good and which one is bad. It takes in whatever it is. All right, so whatever you sow, you reap. So subconscious mind is kind of like a garden. So you want to put something there. It's not just, you know, if you want to sow a bad thoughts, you know, you're going to reap something that's very bad. So that's why be careful when you are dealing with, when you're feeding your subconscious mind, all right? And as I mentioned, there are like around four ways you can usually help to reprogram your subconscious mind. Number one, it's like affirmation. Number two is gratitude, you know, keeping a gratitude journal. Number three is visualizations, and number four is hypnosis. So hypnosis, you can keep it aside. And three things that I've talked about, I think that is going to be really helpful. So to get more information on subconscious mind, I think you should read some books on subconscious mind, especially The Power of Subconscious Mind, and you will know everything about subconscious mind. All right, with this, thank you so much, and I'm gonna see you next time. If you have any question, please make sure you drop it in the comment section.